So who are your influences, your musical heroes?
For me, the first sort of band that I really got into was Oasis. Absolutely loved them. And then as I got a bit older, more into Jimi Hendrix, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Those are the kind of bands that I really, really influenced how I play. The ones that I really got into first off, yeah.
And is that because live, they're one of the those sort of bands, the ones that people are like, wow, they sound the same?
Yeah, and also because of their energy when they play. I really love how energetic they are. And I also think that when we play, we try and sort of channel some of that energy as well. So
yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And what about yourself?
Pink Floyd, my favourite band of all time, period. but growing up, it was... I did the typical thing of, like, I grew up, bought a Busted CD when I was a little kid, and then I got into Green Day from that, and then from that I got into the Sex Pistols, and then from that, and it just, like, journeyed and journeyed, and then you end up getting into all of the, like, Manchester stuff, like the Stone Roses, and more recently Oasis and stuff like that. But, yeah, for me, it's always been on the sort of psychedelic rock side, so Pink Floyd, the Beatles. I'm very much, I'm like the old man of the band, aren't I?
More classic rock.
More classic rock, yeah, than the rest of the band. So that's my little flavour that I bring in, is like all the old music, basically. Well, older music, yeah.
I was interviewing somebody the other week, and it was the first radio interview, and I said, who are your influences? And a mum came through the back into the room, went, you used to like the Spice Girls, didn't you? And she just went horrified. But that, any music though, it kind of, if you, what, you know, if you're doing covers or you're learning, it doesn't matter what band, like you said about Busted, because they all influence the music that you do, because you take little sections from different influences, don't you? So it's good to have that kind of overall rounded musical appreciation. Listen to me. Wow, that was quite good for me to say that. Now I can see you've been a big noise studio. I think I've been there myself, actually. So what have you been doing down there?
So we recorded the latest single there with Simon, which was really fun.
Yeah, and the follow-up as well. So we recorded those two at the same time about this time 2 years ago. So that was in April 2021. Yeah. We recorded those two songs. And then last year on the August bank holiday, we also went there to record an EP, four songs. So you'll also see those this coming out later this year.
Well, I'll talk about sort of festivals and live stuff in a minute, actually, because let's go back to the BBC, because we love the BBC here, because they, as I said, they're a name, and bands get very excited when they go, and then you can stand in front of the, you know, BBC. It really helps on social media, because people can see that you're actually, you know, being played on the bigger stations. And you said you just got onto, is it Radio X?
Yeah, Radio X, John Kennedy. Shout out John Kennedy. Thank you. Yeah, that was wonderful. Yeah, yeah.
So what did you do when you went to BBC Introducing? Did you do something live, or did they play the track?
So they just played the track for us. Jake Peach was kind enough to put us on and say some nice stuff about the song, so that was lovely. But we'd be interested. Jake Peach, we'd be interested in coming in and playing some tunes for you as well, if you're listening.
Yeah, why don't you have them in live?
Yeah.
Yeah. They've got producers and all sorts in there.
Michelle's got here before, yeah.
Exactly, that's it. Well known, getting in before. Songwriting, how do you get together as a band? Do you actually go in to the studio, sit down and jam stuff, or does somebody bring in some lyrics, or do you know, how does it work?
Well, we've done it a few different ways over the years that we've been playing together. I said we've been playing together for about 7 years, so we started off just jamming the songs together. We used to just get in the rehearsal room and just play them all together, but more recently we've been doing it where we get together with an idea, and me and Braden work it out, and then when we go to the rehearsal room, then we bring the song to rehearsal, and then actually it's sort of already sort of formed at this point. But we do still enjoy jamming, and we do still make some songs that way, where we come up with ideas and then maybe we might turn them into fully formed songs at home. So that's sort of how we do it.
And where do you get your inspiration from? Did it just sort of just hit you out of nowhere?
In terms of like lyrically and stuff, I consume so much media, it's like a joke. I can't stop watching films, TV, reading books, you know, listening to other songs, and just sponging everything that I can, you know, getting inspired from literally everything, you know. I think that's the best way to create any sort of, you know, art or, you know, music, is just to keep a really open mind. And I think all of our songs kind of have, we don't decide to mix genres. We don't sit down and go, oh, we'll mix this with this, or we'll make something that sounds like this mixed with this. But it just tends to happen, because if you just let yourself sort of be a conduit to all of these different influences, then that's how it usually happens. But yeah, very inspired by like films, and personally for me it's very much inspired by like films and TV and stuff like that.
And how much is Simon involved? I mean, you said you've been at Big Noise, and do you work really, really, really well and closely with him on stuff?
He's really good at capturing our sound, of how we sound. He doesn't try to make us something that we're not, and it's really nice that he finds out the best way of us to naturally be who we are and how we want to sound. So it's really good. That's something he's really great at, and that's why we love working with him.
Yeah, we play quite raw. Like when we record with him, it's like even like So Sweet and the next single that will be coming out, Whirlpool, we recorded them with no metronome, no click. It was just us playing, wasn't it? And we recorded it live, and then there was a couple of overdubs, but really it was just the sound of us playing live, you know.
Brilliant.
So
nice. Well, it sounds great. I love it. I love the track. I really do. Do you work outside of doing music? Because it's difficult to make money as an original artist unless you're doing covers to support it.
It all costs a lot of money, doesn't it? It's probably one of the most expensive hobbies next to racing cars and playing golf, from what I hear. So you do music full time now, don't you?
Yeah, so I currently go to the Institute of Contemporary Music Performance in London.
Wow.
And I've just finished my third year there. So I've been, for the last 3 years, I've been a student. But I've been, you know, just really getting stuck into it with our band and some other bands at uni, and just trying to sort of make a bit more of a name for myself. And so that once I finish, I can, you know, get a job actually working in the industry, as well as performing in the bands that I play in as well.
Yeah. What are you going to go into? Technical side?
As well as performing, I do also like to do photography.
Good one.
I really want to try and get more into the band photography side.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a good way. At uni, obviously, I can make loads of connections, and a lot of people, everyone needs their photo taken.
Yes, yeah.
So, you know, that's sort of getting more into that, and hopefully I can do that as my profession.
So Braden, he's not going to charge you, is he, Braden? He's not going to charge the band £500 to do a set of pictures.
I hope not.
I'll do a discounted rate.
Yeah.
I imagine the hour rate would be clocked through the roof in 7 years' worth of work. Yeah, I'm going to get charged fortunes.
But the thing is, bands, you know, every musician I speak to, it isn't now just about making music. You have to do your socials. If you don't, nobody knows who you are. Mm-hmm. You've got to put your music out there, and you've got to be responsive to when you get messages as well, because it's all about building a fan base. Because I know you create music because you love it so much, but you have to try and create get a little bit back to pay for the bus fare.
This is true.
I just want to ask you, do you help the drummer after a gig, or do you both get in the car and say, see you later, bye Mike, enjoy packing up the drums?
I tend to help.
I don't know.
I'll leave it at that.
Alex, he's doing a photography session the next day, he can't stay.
It's my car, so I have to sort of help.
Right, okay.